Megillah from Tokfei Shel Haman. L'Havdil Tokfei Shel Mordechai. There are different, there's Shilas in the Tanoim in the Mishnah, from where do you have to start the Megillah to be Yetzer the Megillah? But for sure, the Suda was just a party. It's a party. L'Chair, if you start the Megillah from even Tokfei Shel Haman, you got the whole story. Right? The first part is Mamish. Again, Bipshutoi. The first part of the Megillah is Mamish. Not part of the story, B'chlal. It's what led Agav Urcha to Vashti go against the king, Agav Urcha, and through that, she got killed. That's it. Why is that a chelek? So then, when you go into the Gemara, you see it's a very big chelek. Because let's look at the Gemara Megillah. And the Gemara brings down, Shalom Talmidim of Rav Shimba Yechai, this is Daf Yud Beis. Talmidim of Rav Shimba Yechai asked him, why were the Jews chayv me? That was a shayla that Talmidim asked him. Why were they chayv clear? So, Rav Shimba Yechai tells them, you say, this also maybe, not to talk now about it, but maybe as we get closer to Purim, it's an interesting thing. It's not the derech of a Rebbe usually to do that. A Talmud asks the Rebbe gives the answer. The Rebbe doesn't say, you say. Right? Why did he do that? You remind me before Purim, we'll try to go into that as well. So you see that the Talmidim, their knee-jerk reaction was that the whole Chi of Kli of Klal Yisrael was because they went enemies to those issues, because they went to that party. So Stam, you go through that Gemara, you understand, one second. Makes a lot of sense why the Megillah starts over there. That was the whole Chiyuv of Klal Yisrael. Neiman is Chayvu clear. And by the way, Rav Shimba Chai doesn't argue with them about the severity of that. He doesn't say, what are you being narish? Because they went to Suda HaShverish to Chayv Misa? Can't be. He doesn't say that. He says what? He says, Om Elohim, in Cain, Shibashushan Yavaygu, Shkolodim Kuli, Al Yavaygu. So the Rebbe tells the Talmidim, Yitaka right. Rav Shimba Yechai is saying, you're right. But your reason is only sufficient why the Jews in Shushan Lachayim Misa, they were the ones that went to the party. There wasn't buses coming in from all over, planes flying in for the Suda Achashverosh. So therefore, that was his only kasha. Now the Talmidim tell him, Omuloi Emarato. Also interesting back and forth. But anyway, so he comes and he gives a different reason. His reason is that Klaiso Mishtachva Letzelem, a whole different reason. But that's what he says. The bottom line is that it's L'chor Apella. L'chor Mamish Apella. Chiyuv Misa for that. Some Achronim want to say that they ate Mamish Treifus over there, they ate Nevelis, or they ate Basa B'cholav, or they ate Chelev, or they find different possibilities. Some say the Yom HaShvi. The Monas HaLevi discusses what was that Yom HaShvi. The Shabbos HaYo, this. Some learn it was Yom Kippur. The Yom HaShvi of the Sudan. By Yom HaShvi, that was Yom Kippur. So it was Yom Kippur, and the Jews ate on Yom Kippur. That's how some want to learn. That's another mahalach. Some want to learn that the kelim that Achashverosh used, kelim mikelim mishainim, he used the klisharis by the Suda. And if the Jews use the klisharis, we know Rebbe says, his it b'mili chayv misa. Oh, so we have searching for explanations, why would it be that for this reason, Nenu Misidosa Shaloi Sherosha, the Yaris Dvash says it was Tevel. I mean, trying to find reasons why. Others say an interesting reason. Mordechai HaTzadik was the Zokan Ador. Right? He was the head of the best. So it was only later Pishim and Mixas Sanhedrin. So Mamela, Mordechai gave a Psak Halacha. He gave Mamish a psak. So if you look in Yaris Dvash, he says, Mordechai gave a psak. If you don't listen to him, you're a Zokan Mamre. You went against that psak of the Bez Nagodl. Al Fateh Wachayim. Others say there was Gilei Arayos by the Suda. Again, so I'm not going to go through this. At least 50 explanations of finding a reason why by the Suda there was something which would explain the Chiyuv Misa. All these tirutzim are mechudishtik, right? Number one, because the pashto says that the Suda was pretty kosher. Vashisiyo kados ein oines. Chazal tell us that according to one opinion, lasis kitzayin ish veish was Mordechai v'homon. That Mordechai was there. He was a bartender. There's an unbelievable Reb Chaim. Unbelievable Reb Chaim. Chaim Knievsky, Zatzal. I found it fascinating, this Reb Chaim. It tells you who Mordechai was. Reb Chaim says, and it fits with another piece of Reb Chaim at the end of the Megillah. Reb Chaim Knievsky says, because the Goyen talks about, how could it be that Mordechai was a bartender? He was the one who paskin, you can't go to the Suda. Right? Wouldn't that be a shtickle plea? Somebody paskins, you can't go to the Suda, you come there, he's the bartender. How does that make sense? Shtickle pella, right? So simply you would learn that opinion who holds that Mordechai was the bartender, mistame he wasn't against the Suda. But that's not shaykh. It can't be. You see, from the Gemara, Nenu Misdosei Shalosh Rosh was such a terrible thing. How could it be that Mordechai was a bartender? See what B'chaim says? B'chaim Knievsky says, he wanted to be matzal them from Yayin Esach. Once they went, he said, I got to save them from Yayin Esach. Once they were there already, he said, I'm going to pour the wine. They shouldn't drink Yayin Esach. Can you imagine? That's how Mordechai is a charangelik. So to me, this is an unbelievable Musa Haskel. Unbelievable Musa Haskel. I took two things from this Reb Chaim Knievsky. Reb Chaim says this in two places. He says this here. He talks about how much Mordechai cared. And he says it at the end of the Megillah. V'rotzui l'roi v'echov. He has a whole new taich in Rotzui l'roi v'echov. Besides what Chazal say, he says, Rotzui l'roi v'echov, when Mordechai became the second in command, the vice president of the world, which he really pretty much was, he had tremendous achrayas. And Klal Yisrael were his ikar achrayas. Klal Yisrael. He says, so at that point you would think that Mordechai would be a little bit mias from the achrayas that he has out of the Beis Medrash for Klal Yisrael. So v'rotzli l'roi v'echov. He wanted just more Yidden. The more Yidden made him Meshigge, the more he wanted more of them. That's how much he loved Klal Yisrael. V'rotzel l'roi v'chov. He wanted, so Chaim says in the time of the Kohen, in the Sefer Tanakh, that's what he says. So I see two amazing things from here. I see number one, that Mordechai cared so much for Klal Yisrael, that even though it put him in such a position, such a bizoyan for him. He was the one who got up to say, you know, I want to go to this party. So imagine the bizoyan. It's not the bizoyan of Mordechai being a bartender. Imagine he came to a Suda and Rav Eliashiv Zatzal is a bartender. It's not you. You'd faint. You'd think it's a costume. You'd never buy it. If you went to a wedding and you see the Gogol Hador is a bartender, you'd think, okay, stop already. You know, you're wearing a poor outfit. Can't be. But this is Suda that Mordechai went screaming in the streets, you're not allowed to go to the Suda. It made him look like a fool. But that's how much he loved Klal Yisrael. If I could save them from Yayin Esach, if I could save them, I'm going to the Suda. I'm going to be the bartender. I'm going to come to bartender. So it shouldn't be Yayin Esach. That's a mirdi gezach. But I see another thing, and this is Ashkof and Chinuch, you should know. It's Ashkof and Chinuch. You see from this Chazal that the most important thing for a Talmud or for a child to see from the Mechanech is how much they care about them. You should remember this when you become parents. That's the most important thing. That's even more important than the message. Because out of the message, would have been better for him to say, I'm not going. I'm not going. Bishum ponim v'oifin. I said it's also to go to a party. Over my dead body will I be there. Right? I could see somebody saying, you can't go to the party. You're making things fuzzy. Your message now is fuzzy. You spent weeks telling us you can't go, you can't go, you can't go. And now you're there. But Mordechai said, I'm going to go there and I'm going to present myself as being matzel them from Stam Yenom or Yayin Ezach. And that's a more important message. That's more important. And I tell this to parents all the time. It's the most important message before you get your message is, of course, how much you care about the child. Stop being so ideological. My message. Your message is important. But if there's not a core ava, it doesn't get through. That was Mordechai's. And Taka Kleiso listened to him later. Lech Knesset's Kol Yudim. We Taka listened to Mordechai. Who knows? Maybe that had a chelik of it. But the bottom line is, the indication from Chazal is that the Suda wasn't treif. It was kosher. So these are all chedushim. That it was Mila Behekdish, and it was Gilarayas, or it was Yom Kippur. These are all very big chedushim. The pashtus is that the Suda was kosher. They didn't eat treif. That's the pashtus. I'm not telling you for sure. There's many Achronim who learned that they must have done something very bad by the Suda. That was Chayv Misa. But, now more than that, what bothers me is that if these Tirutzim are correct, that they ate Chelev, or they ate Yom Kippur, or they is Nevelis, or they did all the Tirutzim, why did the Gemara say that? That's a very vague term. They benefited from them. Just say they ate treifas. They were Isaac and Gilei Arayas. They were Mechal Yom Kippur. Don't say that. Nenu misudosei shalai zeirosh. Even the word nenu is strange. What's pshat in the word nenu? So that's why I think that there's a different message. And the message could be very simple. Certain things are so fundamental that they go against the whole yesod, the whole basis of being a yid. They go against the whole foundation. They shake the whole foundation. L'moshel, ani mamin. The Rambam says in the Yud Gimel Ikrim that anybody who doesn't believe in Mashiach and anticipate his coming, he's a koifer. A koifer in kol ha-terah kula. He doesn't have a chelik in the whole Torah. He's mamish. And Reb Chaim explains, Reb Chaim Briskel, Buskarov. What do you mean? What happens if the guy doesn't know? He doesn't know. Why is he a koifer? He doesn't know. He never was taught. Doesn't know. So the Briskarov brings out from Reb Chaim that there's certain things you can't even be a shaykh about. They're so fundamental that if you're missing it, you're missing everything. It's not that you're held responsible. You missed the boat. If you missed the boat, you missed the boat. It's not a question Bernish was going to now give you Malchus for the... You're just not on the boat. There's a boat. The boat is, there's Ikrim to be on the boat. You missed the boat. Certain fundamentals. If somebody doesn't understand the severity of Golos, the severity of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the severity of the Kavod HaShechina being compromised, they missed the boat. That's a chelik of the Yud Gimel Ikra. They missed the boat. The famous Chofetz Chaim. One of the Talmidei Chofetz Chaim came to him, he says, why do I have to wait for Mashiach to come? That was his question. Why do I have to wait for Mashiach to come? The Gemara says, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Yom HaMashem Bar HaMachefetz. Be'emes is, when Mashiach comes, the Yetzirah is going to be gone. Hashem is shechting the Yetzirah. Mol Oretz Deus Hashem. L'chayre, there's less Schar V'Oinish. If there's no... So the Talmud asked the Chofetz Chaim, it's better to be here. Better for me now. You understand? Now I have a Yetzirah. A Geshmak. Everybody has a Geshmak, a Yetzirah. Anybody here not have a Geshmak, a Yetzirah? You don't have one? Still cool. A Geshmak, a Yetzirah. Right? If you don't think you have one, then boy, is he being matzliach. That's the biggest hatzlach of the Yetzirah. You know the Baal Shem Tov, right? Sheikh Mishumai. Remember that? I remember you were here by the Shumas. Sheikh Mishumai Mishum Tzeveya. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if you shecht on Shabbos, you chayef for Tzeveya. So Rashi learns the blood goes on the skin of the animal, and you want that color to go on the skin, because you want to show that you shechted it properly, and it's that's a mechudish tikka pshat. The Baal Shem Tov says a pshat like this. He says, the Gemara is saying, Berembes, obviously. Sheikh and Mishamai, why does Hashem shech the Yetzirah, Lassad Lovay? He says, Lassad Lovay, Hashem's going to shech the Yetzirah. Why? He did his job. Why does the Yetzirah get shechted? He did his job. His job was to be a Yetzirah. So the Baal Shem, Yetzirah is supposed to convince you to do Avera. But he convinces you it's a mitzvah. He's Tzeveya. Sheikh Mishamai, you know why he gets Sheikh the Yetzirah? Mishum Tzeveya. Because not only did he convince you to do an Avera, he convinced you it's a mitzvah. It's not even Avera, Bechlau. So the Talmud asked the Chofetz Chaim, why would I want to be in a... For myself, it's better to have this world. I have a challenge. I get schar. It's better to be here. That was a kasha as Talmud asked him. It's a good kasha. So Chofetz Chaim told him to stop being selfish. So think about Klal Yisrael. Think about all the tzaras Klal Yisrael have. Stop thinking about yourself. Think about Klal Yisrael. But the emphasis is many of the Gedolei Yisrael had the same kasha that this Talmud of Chofetz Chaim said. And they answered a similar answer but different than the Chofetz Chaim. Tzara Shechina! Think about the Kovet Shemayim. That will be when Mashiach comes, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, when Molar is there. Think about the... Don't just think about yourself. I said over a vort by Yankiv Zoyfruftak, an unbelievable vort from the Chaznish. It's kedai for all of you to hear what the Chaznish held of Kibbut Avim. I'll tell you this unbelievable vort. Try to remember it. There's a Yid Yankiv Halper, Zatzal. Mamash Atzadik. He immigrated to Eretz Yisrael after the war, after World War II. He was young. He lost his parents during the war. He never had parents, really. He was a mamish, a little kid, when he lost his parents. He became a Talmud Chachem. He was a makurv with the Chazon Ish. I think he used to learn with the Chazon Ish. But he had one side that bothered him his whole life. He was never zeichet in Mekayim Kibbut Avim. His parents died when he was a little kid. He never was able to do the mitzvah. Not for the tata, not for the mama. Couldn't keep it up. See, he used to walk around always, but tsar, I was not Mekayim keep it up. Chofetz Chaim tried to be, the Chazanish tried to be Mephayism. That some Amirim said, it's better not to have in a way. It's so hard to be Mekayim the mitzvah properly. It didn't work. He wanted the mitzvah. Anyway, he met the Rav of Tel Aviv. Okay, the Rav of Tel Aviv at the time was Binyamin Spinkel. He was a Rav in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv, believe it or not, used to be a very firm stadt. I'm talking about the early days. The Rebbes were there. The Belzer Rebbe was there. It used to be a very, very firm stadt. I mean, there's still firm Eden there, but it's not. You wouldn't call Tel Aviv now a very firm stadt. But it had a lot of very firm Eden. This Rav had the opposite situation. His parents got saved from the war. They arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And he couldn't afford to set them up. They needed an apartment. They needed food. They were penniless. He met Yankiv Halpern and he told him his problem. He has parents. Nebuch. He wants the Mekayim Kibbut Avim. He has them. He can't afford it. So Yankiv Halpern had a brainstorm. He was a rich guy. Yankiv Halpern was very matzliach. He'll take over the full duties that this guy would have. I'm going to pay for your parents' rent, for their food, doctor bills, transportation. I'm taking over all the costs for your parents. The guy's gewaldic. He was very happy. He said, but I have one condition. That we make a shtar, and you're giving me over a schus in kibbutz avayim that I never had. So now, this Rav was hesitant. I don't know, I want to do that. I don't know that I want to give up my schar in next world for kibbutz av. Maybe I'd rather now go knock on doors and figure it out. I don't know, I want to give it away. So if Yankov Halpern tells him, go to the Chazanish. Everybody respected the Chazanish. Ask him the Shaila. He said, I don't want to do it either. If the Chazanish says no, I won't do it either. He goes to the Chazanish. Chazanish says, absolutely. Sign it today. And get your parents set up today. But he said, Rebbe, Chazanish, what's my reward in Olam Haba? I'm giving it to this to Rebbe Halpern. Whoa. Chazanish looked at me and says, for kibbutz avayim, you should go to Gehenim. It's kedai to springen in Gehenim to ton kibbutz avayim. Could you imagine how the Chazanish valued kibbutz avayim? Meaning, don't worry about Olam Haba. Just do kibbutz avayim. Don't worry about it. Kedai to springen in Gehenim to ton kibbutz avayim. So, Lamai said, that's toch kibbutz avayim. That's what it is. So, what do they have to do? Where are we holding? Yitzhar? No, we were holding before the Yitzhar. Oh! So that's what the Gedolei Yisrael say. Stop thinking about Yitzhar. Think about Kovet Shemayim. Kovet Shemayim is more important than Yitzhar. That's why I brought this in for you. Kovet Shemayim is more important than Yitzhar. More important than Yitzhar is Kovet Shemayim. That's what... When Klal Yisrael went to the Suda of Achashverosh, it was an expression of us joining forces with those that were desecrating Hashem's name. Achashverosh was celebrating the Churban. Achashverosh wasn't just making a party, as Chazal teaches us. He was celebrating the Churban. He was celebrating his kingdom. He took out the clay mikdash to show, I won. There's not going to be another Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar made a mistake. I know better. And they came to that party. They were nene. They participated in benefiting on the Tzar HaShechina. That makes sense. Neschaivu Kliya. That's why Avshim Bar Yochai agreed. The reason why Avshim Bar Yochai agreed that would be good enough of a reason. And that's why the Lashon is nenu. It wasn't the food that was awesome. Was they ate something that was usher. It was the whole concept. The whole concept of celebrating a Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's taka why they were chayv kliya. Elamai, if Shembaya Chai says we have to come to another reason because otherwise just Shebishushan Yaregu. Okay, we'll stop here.